Hey there, this is Kylie Sparks, they, them, she, and this is my narrative audiobook reel. Nonfiction, Joan Didion slouching towards Bethlehem. Some dreamers of the golden dream. This is a story about love and death in the golden land and begins with the country. The San Bernardino Valley lies only an hour east of Los Angeles by the San Bernardino Freeway, but is in certain ways an alien place. Not the coastal California of the subtropical twilights and the soft westerlies off the Pacific, but a harsher California, haunted by the Mojave just beyond the mountains, devastated by the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that comes down through the passes at 100 miles an hour and winds through the eucalyptus windbreaks and works on the nerves. October is the bad month for the wind. The month when breathing is difficult and the hills blaze up spontaneously. There's been no rain since April. Every voice seems a scream. It is the season of suicide and divorce and prickly dread wherever the wind blows. First-person narrative fiction, Dreadnought by April Daniels. Chapter 13. My final period is study hall, but I sign out from the classroom to take it in the library instead and then leave school early. It will probably get caught and counted as an absence, and there's a real chance I'll catch Saturday school for this, but I don't have much of a choice. My supersuit is banged up from last night, mostly in the boots, which were almost scraped apart against the airport tarmac, and I need to see about getting some repairs. The heels are barely hanging on, and the soles have been rubbed away so much they look like the sediment layers in rock formations. New ones might be pretty expensive, so my first crack at replacing them is going to see if I can get more from the Legion. The problem is that I'm grounded more or less forever now, so if I'm going to be somewhere that's not school or home, I have to do it in a way that my parents won't hear about it. Flying makes that easier, but I still want to finish this up before they expect me home. I get lucky with a city bus and manage to get home in just a few minutes. After taking a quick look around to make sure nobody is nearby, I risk a super speed dash down the alley and fly up to my bedroom window. Just a minute or two later, I've got the suit on and am leaving, going straight up just underneath the speed of sound. Today's drizzle, when encountered at such a speed, is like getting hit in the face with thousands of tiny grains of sand. Not painful, but annoying, so I get up over the cloud layer as quickly as possible. Third-person narrative fiction, Detransition Baby, by Tori Peters. But now, 3 years later, as Reese's odometer clicked up into her mid-30s, she began to think about what she called the Sex in the City problem. The Sex in the City problem wasn't just Reese's problem, it was a problem for all women. But unlike millions of cis women before Reese, no generation of trans women had ever solved it. The problem could be described thusly. When a woman begins to notice herself aging, the prospect of making some meaning out of her life grows more and more urgent. A need to save herself or be saved as the joys of beauty and youth repeat themselves to lesser and lesser effect. But in finding meaning, Reese would argue, despite the changes wrought by feminism, women still found themselves with only four major options to save themselves, options represented by the story arcs of the four female characters of Sex and the City. Find a partner and be a Charlotte. Have a career and be a Samantha. Have a baby and be a Miranda. Or finally, express oneself in art and writing and be a Carrie. Every generation of women reinvented this formula over and over, Reese believed, blending it and twisting it, but never quite escaping it. Yet for every generation of trans women prior to Reese's, the Sex and the City problem was an aspirational problem. Only the rarest, most stealth, most successful of trans women ever had the chance to even confront it. The rest were barred from all four options at the outset. No jobs, no lovers, no babies. And while a trans woman might have been a muse, no one wanted art in which she spoke for herself. Thank you so much for listening and have an awesome day.